It's Beat Across the Southeast. It's Sunday morning. You're listening to the Sunday Grill. And yesterday saw the last day of Organ Donor Awareness Week. But we're not leaving behind the chance to talk to a young Tipperary man who is living with a new kidney. Matthew Holland is 21 and he spent Christmas week of 2025, so just a few months ago, in hospital after a kidney transplant. And he joins us this morning to tell us about his experience of organ donation. And you're very welcome, Matthew.
Hi, Orla.
How are things going with you?
I'm good now. I'm good.
Yeah, so just what, 5 months since your new kidney?
Yeah, 5 months ago, yeah.
Okay. And everything going okay and as planned?
Yeah, everything going really well, actually, yeah. Okay. Thankfully.
So let's go back to what? Was it 2 years ago that you went on dialysis?
Yeah, 2 years ago, April of 2024.
What happened that you needed to go on dialysis?
Well, I had a kidney transplant when I was 11,
and
that had failed on me in 2021. Well, it had started failing, and I was brought in on a pretense of my potassium was at a very high level. And I was in A&E in Limerick, and the doctor came in to me the next day and had told me that the kidney had failed.
Oh, no. So how did that make you feel?
It was heartbreaking.
Oh, I can imagine. So yeah. How many years then did that kidney last for you? You must have been, what, about 17 when that happened?
Yeah, I was just turned 17 when it started to turn on me.
So 6 years.
Yeah.
Is that unusual?
To be honest, from being so young with the first one, I can't remember a lot.
Okay.
But regards to whether it lasts for longer for children as it would with adults, I'm not sure, as my body was still growing. Yeah. So.
And what happened when you were age 11 that you needed a kidney transplant?
I went in for a haircut and the barber noticed I had a touch of alopecia.
Okay.
And my father actually had a hospital appointment the next day, so he just brought me in with to see the doctor. And he mentioned it and he said just to keep an eye on it. But he had also mentioned as well that my hearing was quite bad at the time.
And did you notice that yourself? Do you remember thinking that yourself?
Oh, yeah. When I was smaller, if there was something going on in the house, I'd have to go to something called a quiet corner because I couldn't hear it. And if there was background noise.
Okay.
So I'd have to talk to someone face on away from everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that was just something that your family knew about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So and two things, yeah.
When he mentioned the hearing to the doctor, everything just flipped. And I was in Crumlin that evening. I was taken up by ambulance. And then I was in the care at Temple Street until I got my transplant in February of 2015.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. God, that's life-changing and childhood-changing as well, isn't it?
Yeah, not the average childhood.
Yeah. And does that mean you were on dialysis as a child as well?
I was actually going up for my first consultation of dialysis when they rang and said that they had the kidney there for me.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, me and my mother were on the train to Euston Station when they had rang her.
And do you remember all of that?
Bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, of course. Flash forward 6 years and unfortunately that kidney has failed for you. So you have to go on dialysis then and it's for a huge amount of time every day, isn't it?
Yeah, it was 3 days a week, 4 hours at a time.
Wow, that's a lot as a teenager. And where were you doing that dialysis?
In Limerick Hospital, in UHL.
So you had to travel to Limerick 3 days a week to have dialysis?
Yeah.
And is there any good out of that? Do you form a community? Are there any springs of hope in any way? Or,
well, you kind of get to know people through it and you kind of form a kind of a bond with people that you're seeing. You're seeing a lot of the same people every time.
Mm.
So even with some of the healthcare assistants, I still talk to. Mm. One of them was very good to me and I'm still on a very good basis with him and I talk to him a lot.
Yeah.
And you see some of the patients that have had transplants that were on dialysis and you kind of have a connection with them, so you're able to talk to them in the clinic. So
yeah, so you kind of form a community in a sense.
Yeah.
So then you're what, on dialysis about a year, just over a year when you get the call, is it?
About 13 months, I think it was.
Okay,
yeah.
And it's Christmas time, so
yeah.
What happens then?
Well, it was Christmas week, and me and my sister were about to go watch a movie, and I got the call, and it comes up as a private number,
okay,
for obviously protection reasons.
Yeah,
and
but sometimes you'll be thinking, is that a scam? You know, we all have to be, yeah.
That's what I thought the first time around. So I actually declined the call. and then they rang me back. So I was like, okay, I may answer this. It must be important. And it was pandemonium. She was talking to me, saying that the kidney was there and I needed to get to Beaumont.
Wow.
And I had handed the phone to my sister as she was talking to me, and I had ran out to my brother who was outside. So it was...
And what, does he just drive you to Beaumont then? What happens?
My parents came back from town and they had about 5 minutes to get things ready, and we were on the road to Dublin.
Wow. It must feel so great to hear that you have had that your life is going to change for the better again. But does it make you think about the donor as well then?
It really does. It's such a great moment for the recipient's family,
yeah.
But when you find out that the donor is a deceased donor, it makes you think.
Yeah,
it's good for one person, but another family is suffering a loss.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah. And do you find out anything about the donor?
You are allowed, after a year of your transplant, you're allowed to write a letter to the family, and it is completely up to them whether they choose to even acknowledge the letter, to receive the letter, or they just want to, for all words, move on with things. And
of course. And was that the same when you were 11?
It was, yeah. My mother had written the letter, but the family chose not to look
that
at the letter
fair enough
the first time around, yeah. It's completely up to the donor's family.
Of course. What would you say to people about organ donation now?
I mean, it really is, when they say it's the gift of life, it really does change a person's life.
Mm.
Like the new law that's come in, that everyone is an organ donor.
Yeah, that you're opting in.
I would advise people not to opt out, because at the end of the day, they can't just take your organs. It goes to your next of kin, and they get the final say. So it really is. I really would advise people to opt in, and you are saving someone's life at the end of the day.
Mm. Yeah, and you are an example of that. And straight away, once you have the kidney and you've been in hospital, do you feel the effects of having a new kidney straight away?
You notice it within the first 12 hours.
Wow. In what
things
way?
Things are so much. You are in pain, but you just feel like you have so much more energy. And my mother noticed the colour was in my face within the first day.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And how are things now? I know you've had a few little hiccups, have you?
Yeah, well, I'm actually in hospital at the minute.
Okay.
Just with regular checkups, and they check your bloods.
Okay.
And because once you receive a transplant, you're on immunosuppressants.
Okay.
Just because they try and suppress the immune system, because the organ's not yours.
Yeah.
If the immune system gets too strong, it will start to attack the new organ.
Okay. And are there other things you need to be mindful of as well? I think I remember reading somewhere you need to be mindful about being in the sun and stuff. Is that right?
Yeah. I wear sun cream every day just to avoid any risk of skin cancer or anything
that.
So you try wrap up as much as you can.
Okay.
Wear sun cream, wear a hat, stuff like that.
And has there been anything you've been able to get back to or plan for now that you have the kidney?
Just getting back to normality, get back to being able to work full time and go back to playing sports. And
brilliant. And you've been able to do that, have you, in the last 5 months?
In the last 5 months,
transplant?
Yeah. been able to get back into things slowly.
Brilliant. That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully it's onwards and upwards for you, Matthew, at just 21. And like, what a story. Like, the last 10 years of your life, I suppose, has been dictated in a way to the need to be either on the transplant list or living with a new kidney. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Hopefully you're getting back to all the things that you love to do. If you want to get more details on kidney donation or organ donation in general, you can look up the Irish Kidney Association. It's ika.ie, and you'll find more details there. And of course, last week and up until yesterday was Organ Donation Awareness Week, and Matthew is one person who benefited from someone who opted in to the organ donation. Matthew, thanks a million for joining us on the Sunday Grill this morning.
Thank you very much, Anna.